Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Mac Show. I'm Jeff Gambit. I'm your interim host, sitting in for Ewan Rankin. And it's clearly a big day here on the Mac Show because it's unboxing day. The new iPhones and the new AirPods and all the new things that Apple announced at its dropping event are shipping, excuse me, and delivering today. And some of us actually have our deliveries in hand right now. So we need to jump into that. And but before we do, need to say hi to everyone. Dave, how's it going?
I'm doing great, and I
he's sat on 2.5 grand's worth of Apple gear that's still in a box.
Yeah.
Come on.
I
mean,
I
how
was
is he
fighting.
doing?
I was fighting. but I didn't have to wait for a delivery. My delivery was going to the Apple store, and there was a line, believe it or not.
Wow. Same. Yep.
My clout,
those were the
I walked
days,
up
man.
To the,
those were the days.
My clout, I walked up to the front door, asked one of the very kind Apple associates, and I said, I'm early. Can you let me in? And they said, do you have a pre-order? Sure. Yeah, I do. Here, scan it. Okay. Yeah, no problem. Just step over here. And then within 5 minutes, I was in the door.
Yeah. Same here.
Do you know, don't you know who I am?
I was
said,
about
no.
to ready to say that.
Yeah, no, right. Yeah.
I said, no, who are you?
Yeah. No, that's awesome. I do like that when you do the pre-order for pickup, they have a whole system so that you're not just sitting outside waiting with everyone else.
All those morons that standing in line, I guarantee, didn't have a pre-order. They're just walking in to pick a purchase. They were standing there a while, and it was like 8 a.m. local time here. I was like, my point was at 8:45, so they let me in super early.
Especially since there's tons of pickups for today still available.
Yeah.
Like, if you checked early enough, I think I checked like an hour ago, and even in New York, they were still today at Apple World Trade Center, for example, 1 terabyte silver in blue, for example, you can still have it.
Nice.
Yeah, nice. Nice. Speaking of, don't you know who I am, Ben? How's it going?
Doing good. I don't have an unboxing, but I do have an announcement. I have a future unboxing.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. So are you going to make us wait, or do you want to do your announcement now?
We can await. We can await the, I can't talk. We can wait till the other anti-December 26th announcements.
Fair. Okay. We can do that. Okay. Patrice.
Unboxing day.
Yeah, no, I see what you did there. Yeah.
He's got his Amazon box.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Patrice, how's it going for you?
Pretty well. I had a pre-order coming in sometime later this month, and this morning I woke up at like 6:20 for some, I don't even know, reason. Checked, because I have the inventory app open. There was a 512 in orange available for pickup today, so I canceled the other order, ordered this one, and picked it up today. So I got everything today. And the AirPods also came in. So
fantastic.
It's all there. It's been a bit of a crazy day, but all there.
Awesome.
Yeah,
and,
good week.
It seems like a good week so far. Chuck, how about you?
It's a good week. I don't have an unboxing at the moment anyway. My pre-order was supposed to come on the 26th, and I got a note yesterday that it's been shipped. And according to UPS, it's out for delivery right now. So if you see me staring down, it's because I'm looking at the screen that has my Ring camera on it. So I know that the UPS guy is at the door. So if I disappear suddenly, it means I saw something and jumped up.
I wish you could take your camera with you. Come in on your phone and then go to the door and
film the UPS guy.
Film the UPS guy giving you the parcel.
Yeah, so, hello. Just talk to the camera, please. They'll love
you're live
you.
On
can
the
do it with
the network.
Chuck, see, you could do that with a Vision Pro.
Oh, that is true.
Yeah, you
get away,
could.
Patrice.
Yeah, can't you just see me opening the door, answering with a Vision Pro?
Oh, I know people have done that.
Yes, I can. Yes,
the guy in a bathrobe would turn around and run
like a Hugh Hefner bathrobe. Vision Pro.
Now that Jeff, I like that. I like that
it
image
would.
That the conjures bathrobe, up. Yeah. Yeah.
Get up, get yourself a pipe too, just so you like it look
I look like some kind of cyborg. In a bathrobe.
Yes, we're going to go with that.
Cyborg in a bathrobe. Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
The Frankie Johnson saga.
Come in, I'll show you my safe place.
Oh, speaking of, Ewan, how's it going for you?
It's been an up and down week, I have to say. I really enjoyed the big show last night. That was lovely. A really good show as well. I enjoyed Mac show last week as well, but I have nothing much to add this week because I've bought nothing because I bought a 16 last year. I'm interested. Has anyone bought AirPods?
Yep.
Yeah.
Have you got them? I'm interested in hearing the review of those straight away as well. The initial. Okay, so we've got two reviews. So I'm interested in those because those are the only things where I'd be like, I could justify those. I could really justify those. So we'll see. But other than that, I may be mostly silent other than for dissenting and witty remarks.
Which we love you for.
That's right.
Dissenting? What? How could you have any dissension in this group? Come on.
No, I thought so. Last week's Mac show, I don't know if you've listened back to it, but I think there was quite a lot of dissent actually from all of us about the offering and the keynote. Yeah. It didn't really inspire. And let's see. Let's see what's out of the boxes and how impressed people are or aren't.
I am very much looking forward to first reactions to the orange.
I want to see it because actually the orange is kind of cool. I've got I haven't got it on today. I've got my Seconda on, but I've got a Tag Heuer that's got orange on it, and I bought an orange strap for it. So it's I'm interested to see what it looks like.
Nice.
And I actually touched the demo phone in at the Apple Store first. Took pictures too. So as I posted in our Slack. So
nice. All right. Just so everyone has fair warning, I have a schedule overlap that was unavoidable today. So I will be leaving the show early, but don't worry. We have our new guy here who I think will be able to get us to the end of the show after I'm gone. So no pressure, Ewan.
Ewan Rankin muddling through since 2008.
Yep. So it will be the interim host for the interim host. That's the original host.
Yeah.
It is so meta.
You got the supporting cast.
It is. Life imitating art, imitating Ewan Rankin.
Yeah. Yep. I think we have stalled Dave and Patrice from opening packages long enough.
Yeah, get on with it, man.
I've already ripped.
Oh, come on, Patrice. You should have waited.
I ripped the things while Jeff was talking.
Dave, look, see, he's doing it there. Yeah. Dave's the only one that's truly unboxing.
No.
Go for it, Dave. Come on, man.
Dave's giving us proper unboxing porn.
Porn. those little things here.
Here we go. Look, there's the tab.
There's two of them, yeah. Even on the AirPods case.
We should pin Dave so that he's the only person that's on the screen. Oh, there's two of them now.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's two now. There we go. You know,
I am impressed with Apple packaging.
Always, yeah. The interesting thing is the SIM, at least in Europe, apparently the SIM ejector tool is still...
Have you got a SIM ejector tool, Dave?
Yeah. Probably not, because I think yours is probably eSIM only. So the European version still has it, apparently.
Mm-hmm. All you get is there's your USB-C cord.
Mm-hmm.
Got some instructions in here.
Yeah.
What do we need?
Yeah, I switched to eSIM last year when we went to South Africa, and it's the best thing I've ever done.
It's the best, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It is.
So mine is made in China. It would be interesting, Dave, where yours was made. Product was China.
Hopefully China, too.
I'm betting India.
Not Texas. It ain't Texas. And it ain't iPhone.
So small. I think it's in China.
Okay. Oh, really? Interesting.
Yep. Huh. Product of China. Yep.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay.
Okay. So there was a packaging stream with SimTool and a packaging stream without SimTool.
Yes. There's also a pack. There's an iPhone with and without. So.
Does it wobble?
Let me see.
Check if it bends.
Yeah. Yeah. Wobbled.
It wobbles. It's going to wobble.
Which reminds me, did you see?
Wait a second.
The video of Jaws and. Lance Yolov basically playing catch with a new iPhone.
Oh, I saw. Yeah, Jaws tosses the iPhone Air to him.
Yeah,
and Lance That's okay. completely whiffs.
That's okay. I got another one.
I also got the tech woven case. By the way, I got that last week already. We solved
the lug problem.
Yes, we did. We did.
Good.
So it's actually nice. I actually have to say it is. I mean, for sure, it has a little bit texture, but it's not rough. Like some people were saying, "Oh, it's hurting my hands." All of that boohoo. It's actually quite
smooth. It's hurting still. Your hands.
No, someone on in the space.
No,
mentioned
someone
that.
Actually said that.
Yeah, and I'm like, no.
I mean, even if it was sandpaper and 400, no, you know, like 40 no, grit, it still wouldn't hurt your hands.
Exactly. No, that it is it. It has texture, which is good. Gives it a bit grip, but it's thick. It's fine.
So my question then, straight away, how slippy is the phone itself? Because, I mean, they went through a problem. The iPhone 6 was like a bar of soap.
Yeah.
It's a little bit, especially that back. It's
really?
A little bit slippier. The metal is a little bit grippier, but the back is quite smooth.
Yeah, my grip around it, it's okay. But yeah, it's kind of slippy.
Yeah.
So the back really is like two colors.
Yes. Right? It's also two different materials, right? Metal versus, what was that?
Glass.
The special, not glass thing, but similar glass thing.
Ceramic
shield.
Ceramic
thank you,
shield,
Ben.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you, Ben.
Yeah, okay. Just, I mean, in the photos that Apple has, you can see a difference.
But yeah,
but it looks like it's
very
it's
different.
It's a bigger difference in real life.
Yeah, depends a little bit on the lighting, how different it is. But like, if I hold it in the camera like that, it looks very, very different.
Very.
It does.
Yes.
Because everything, when they were showing it, on a lot of content creators were showing it, you barely can see the Apple logo on the back here.
Oh, that's true. Can you see that?
Not at all.
If I put it in the light. Yeah, but you're right. Like, if I do it like that, it basically disappears.
But I looked at the blue one at the store, and I think, Chuck, you're going to like that blue one. But I'm still happy with my choice. But the blue one looked really nice, too.
So I'm putting it in my case.
So Patrice is putting hers in her tricorder case.
Well, my tricorder case. Actually... Yeah, kind of, right? It looks like one of those, like if the top was flipping out, it would be like a tricorder.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like it.
The orange division is tech.
Yeah. So Dave, you went with a clear Apple case, right?
I did. Well, I bought two cases. I got the Spigen, which was $15.
Oh, those are good. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love those.
I had those, and then because I'm a purchaser. I have this is the Apple case, and then I also have an open case one coming, which was pre-ordered.
So this is iPhone 16 Pro Max, and this is iPhone 17 Pro Max.
Here's the Apple case.
And here's the 15 Pro Max.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Patrice, are you noticing a significant weight difference?
No.
Okay.
Feels exactly the same. No.
How are you liking the orange now that you have it?
I love it. It's a really nice color. I mean, I put the case on it so you don't see too much of it, but I actually like that two-tone up here a little bit more than the orange on the back.
It goes with your flag.
It does go with my flag, yes.
Yeah.
It goes with my dress as well. So.
It does.
So from what I'm seeing, the orange, and I didn't realize we're talking about monitors and cameras, and that can confuse things.
Mm-hmm.
But the orange that I'm seeing on my screen looks basically exactly the way Apple presented it. And that was a concern I had, is just how orange was it going to be in real life?
Yes. Yeah, it's definitely the pictures this time were pretty good. I mean, depends again a little bit still on your monitor and whatever, but it's very good. The case looks very different in real life than it did on the website. Like if you looked at the tech woven case, it looked ridiculous in the
It's
pictures.
brown.
It is a slightly
It's a
browned, like yeah,
bronzed brown, yeah.
for sure. But if you looked at the pictures, it looked almost like I don't know, the display was broken or something because it had those like colored lines
It
or
was,
whatever. It like distortion
it was a weird
almost.
orangey kind of burlap thing,
Yeah, something like
but with
that.
a
It
moiré
really,
pattern in it.
yeah, really, really crazy. But in real life, it actually looks pretty nice. I like it. Was not my
What
first
was
choice, but I since I wanted the strap, I switched it. And the strap is exactly the same color, which is really cool.
I'm not
I can
liking
see
this
that.
iPhone, the Apple case. Look at the, because it's got the white backing to it, so it won't even show off like this does. So I don't know if I'm
That's
going to
kind
keep
of
this
weird.
case. I want to keep this
So
case.
let's do the AirPods.
All right.
Oh,
Go.
looks like usual. I got mine engraved again.
Okay.
Those, by the way, I don't know how it was for you, Dave. Mine came from Vietnam, and it says somewhere in the packaging, I think, as well, like made product of Vietnam, says.
Yep, the Pro 2s are from Vietnam too.
Oh, see, I didn't even realize that.
Right.
I've never checked mine.
The
Good to
Pro
have.
1s are from Chicago, Elise's set is. When mine died, I
The
bought Dave's old pair.
problem
Pods, they're
I've
from
got
Chicago.
with mine, I mean me, what's it engraved on the back? There we go. Me
Yeah,
iconic
same. That's
emoji.
what I did.
But I
Oh,
can't,
nice.
I'm at a stage now where I've got absolutely zero chance of reading
Yeah.
that. So this is different because all
Oh, they
the
look very
AirPods Pro
different.
were always the clear wrapping. Now it's the white wrapping, if you see
Yeah.
here.
Where did I leave my old AirPods? I would kind of like to compare them.
I'm using the twos right now.
So, curiosity, based on the fact that you all are spending money, or excuse me, requesting ordering the engraving, do you put a case around your AirPods at all?
Yes, I do. Let me
Because
grab that real quick.
that's one of those things. Because that's what I have here for
I
my
don't.
AirPods Pro 2. But okay.
Yeah, I used a case on my AirPods for a while, and both the cases that I tried, there was, a piece of rubber that held the top and the bottom of the case together,
Right.
and that would
Not with
start to
these.
tear, but then the bottom would just kind of start sliding down anyhow. Yeah,
It was a pain in the
and
ass getting in jeans and stuff like that.
yeah.
Yeah,
So
I finally just stopped.
this case was recommended by a friend from the US, and she like did this really good because there's no it doesn't the top and the bottom aren't actually connected. So they just basically I think magnetically stick to the actual AirPods case. So you can slide it off again if you need to.
All right, well, that seems better.
Yeah, it's definitely better. So let's
Definitely
see.
the case is bigger because this is the twos case in front of it. I don't know, my lighting's bad here, but you
Yeah.
could see that it is a lot bigger. Like, it's a little
Yeah, kind
wider.
of. It's kind of different.
Jeff, I know what you're saying, but now, let's see if this can show up. I mean, but my back is it. There's a wide piece. It still could tear. But there's a wide piece. I picked this particular one though because it's glow in the dark. So if I sit them down somewhere, there's a good chance that I can just turn the lights off and find them. And that
Is that for when you go
happens.
for your old man pee in the night? You can find
No,
it.
it's just thank you for bringing that
He
up,
can find
Ewan.
his way
But
back to the bed.
yeah.
Mate, I'm right with
It's
you.
definitely bigger.
But
My sleep number bed has lighting around it, so when I walk up, get out of the So
bed, I'm lit the whole way. Yeah, you're lit all right, Dave. Yeah.
the
I
three
will you
case
back.
is bigger. Pretty interesting.
Oh yeah, for sure. Here's a good
It's bigger
perspective of it.
and feels a little bit heavier.
So can you still get your
For sure.
Memoji on the front of it?
Yep.
Like I've got. There you go. Because I like that's actually looks like me, I think, which is
Yeah, I have mine as well.
need the lighting.
Yeah. So I have, as I said, I have this case. There's just two parts, and it's really solid. And it
That
has, for
case
me, the
isn't
important
moving
thing.
to the new
Yeah, I
ones.
got a feeling I'm going to need some
I
50
bought the
quid
same
down.
one for the new ones. Shows up tomorrow.
Oh, great.
Yeah, same, like $20 or something. It's not expensive. But the benefit for me is it has a lock. So when I drop it, it doesn't, like, the AirPods don't just spill out as they used to.
Yeah, I do have that problem.
Yeah, it's actually a whole, more or less the whole reason why I even bought it, because it was happening to me all the time. Yeah, so AirPods.
Yeah. Like I said,
I'm gonna be
definitely
damn
smart.
changed.
Huh, interesting. All right, so the ear tips,
Oh, yeah.
since they've been
Yes.
redesigned, do they feel
Yes.
different?
Let me get this out. I didn't even
Of course, gonna make it hard to get this
The
out of here.
These are AirPods 4, right? Three.
AirPods Pro 3.
Pro 3.
Pro
Pro
3.
3, right, okay.
Yes. Yeah. Do they feel different? Kind
The
of
material.
not, from the outside at least. They feel like the others. I would have to get the others out too, because I switched. I replaced the tips because the Apple tips were crap.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so I got foam tips. But yeah, they
Yeah,
have now four sizes, so.
there's no
Oh,
emojis.
actually
No,
five.
you can add the emojis. I could, but you
No,
have to
I'm
do it.
trying and I can't.
You have to be logged in or do it from your phone.
Ah, right, okay.
Because it actually probably you're from your phone because it needs access to your emoji. Otherwise it doesn't work.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
What
so
I'm
that's.
kind of interested in them, do the AirPod Pro 2's tips work on the threes?
Oh, that is a good question.
Yeah. I'm using them right now, so I can't try it.
Yeah.
Let me see. I mean, it's not, this is like third party, but I'll try. I'll see.
Yeah, so are these because, well, if they're the Apple tips, these would be on the count would be on my desk.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. I have somewhere tips somewhere in a drawer, but
Yeah, I'm using third-party tips on mine, Comply. And that Comply makes really good tips.
Jeff, send me the link to those.
yeah, I think that's the one I
I'll do
got
that.
actually. Doc recommended those. Let me see if I can remove them. I will try.
I'll send you a link, but Ben, this is what you're looking for.
Okay.
I'm being really stupid here, potentially, but I can't
Yeah,
log
they don't
in.
fit. They don't fit.
Okay.
They're
Yeah,
different.
the okay. The my only wish that unfortunately Apple never grants, be nice if they would make a black pair of AirPods Pro.
Yeah. Or how about pink or purple?
Yes.
While we're at it. But no, different. I mean, people are starting to ask for colors.
I mean,
That's the one
that's the
thing
funny
that the
thing.
Beats brand is better at. Like, they have
Oh yeah.
different colors.
I mean, it'd be one thing if they would be keeping up the Beats brand up to date with the same features as the AirPods.
Well, look, once again, I point out we're talking about from a user perspective, from a business perspective. Apple wants to know that there are these white things in your ears. You start going to colors and it's like, was that one or is that not one? And so I get
You
that.
have
Just
that
like,
problem already. There's so many third party like headphones of any sort that look exactly like apples and are not apples. Like, go outside, you see the Mac styling basically all the time, but it's not an actual AirPods Max.
Right, but I mean, at least if Apple only makes white, then the odds are that any whites are going to be apples. So I mean, just like the
Maybe.
old Wired, when you
Yeah.
had the people dancing around with the wired headphones and
Oh, that was so
the
good.
white cable and everything, there was no question about it. It
Yeah.
just it was.
Trust me, you can get AirPods knockoffs with the stems look exactly the same at Five Below for like $10.
Oh, absolutely. And they perform like 10 buck AirPods
No,
or
yeah.
earpods.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
So
All
there's
right.
that.
So in the chat, I just dropped in a link for the from the Comply website, because you can get the get them on Amazon probably for cheaper. The Comply AirPods Pro ears for AirPods Pro 1 and 2. And then they do have the AirPods Pro 3 compatible version available now too. So yeah. I went ahead and put a link for that in. There you go, Ben.
These things are great. Let me grab the case for you as well.
So Ben, what I would do if I were me, is exactly
Wait,
what I did.
Wait, you are you.
Luckily, you are. Yeah.
the first set that I bought the set that has all the sizes. Mm-hmm. Tried them out, and then when I needed to buy replacements, then I bought the pack that's just the size that I need.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mine are the tiniest of the tiniest.
The tiniest of the tiniest. So the case, the company is called ESR. I'll throw it in. They have it in different colors. You don't have to buy it in pink. So, of course, I prefer it in pink.
Oh, yeah. ESR makes fantastic stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's see. I'll just have to update the link for you. Don't think the German website will be super helpful.
Well, it might be Thus, if we're making Kaysen. A trip to Germany stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, someone asked me today, like, which store I'm at, because I posted some pictures. And I'm like, the one in Austria. There is literally just one.
One.
Vienna, just one.
Yeah, there is literally one store in the entire country. So that's the one.
Hopefully you live close.
I do live like 15 walking minutes, like maybe 20 away. Nice. It's like...
Yeah, opposed to where Dave lives, where there's an Apple store in every other street corner.
Yes, yeah. And they're probably all paid for by whatever Dave is buying, because he seems to buy
it. My dedicated store I go to.
They have a framed photo of Dave in every Apple store in Illinois.
Ban this guy.
No, customer of the month.
Customer of the month.
Of the month, especially.
It's like
there's only like six stores in the Chicago area, so I mean,
only.
I thought there was like six stores in Naperville.
No, only one.
There's six around Dave's house. They all know why.
I go to the further one because I don't like going into the mall. I hate going to the mall. It's Woodfield.
I can definitely
Michigan Avenue.
Michigan Avenue is an awesome store.
Yeah, I don't have a choice. I have to go through the touristy area if I want to go to the store in Vienna.
Yeah.
It's really rough for me because I can't walk to my Apple store anymore. Oh. I actually have to drive.
Yeah, when you were in Boulder, you were able to walk right to it.
Yeah. Yeah. If I wanted to get there faster, I could just ride my bike.
Okay, I've lost £220. Thanks, fellas.
You're welcome.
Hooray. Yeah.
Hooray.
Yes. We can
but,
in,
yeah. but interestingly, it's £30 cheaper than I thought it'd be.
It's £249 US.
Yeah, it's £219 UK. So
yeah, I saw that.
The exchange rate's good.
And for a change, Apple doesn't just pocket the difference, because usually they do.
So let's see. We've gotten through iPhones and AirPods. What do we have left?
The only thing I have is a screen protector that I got. They did not apply it in store. When I asked, they were like, "Oh, we would have to like cancel the order and redo it because it's a different thing." And I'm like, forget it. I'll just apply it myself.
What have you got, Dave?
This is the 40 to 60 watt dynamic power adapter they just came out with. This is supposed to fast charge the iPhone much faster. But upon reading it, I'll open it. But upon reading about it, they said that once this gets a little hot, it reduces the power down to 40 watts because
I think this is interesting because if you look at the MagSafe charging opportunities that are out there third party. My question would be, is Apple offering anything which is greater than the third party options? And from what I can see, no, it's not.
No, they are, because through MagSafe, you can charge faster.
Right.
I think standard Qi is, what was it, 15 watts?
Well, that's it there.
Yeah, and, but in reality, what do you need?
In reality, it doesn't matter.
Well, the 2.0
I can use with my Air or my MacBook Air.
If I go away from home, I'm plugging on a USB. Sorry, Ben. If I go away from home, I'm plugging on a USB-C anyway. I don't take a Qi charger with me. And the one I've got by my bed, it's at full power. You know, from 40%, it's at full power by 2 a.m. And I'm fast asleep, so who cares? Sorry, you, Gordon, you were saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, standard Qi 2 is 15 watts. Qi 2.2, which is also... which Google also uses for the brand newest Pixels, is 25 watts.
Yeah, but does the iPhone support it? I don't think so.
Yes.
Not yet. It
does? The iPhone 16 and 17 series. The 16 series was retroactively upgraded to use Qi 2.2. And the iPhone 17 series is native 2.2.
Yeah,
so
that's good.
Interesting.
So
if you have a 16, you'll be able to get any 25 watt Qi charger, and should work perfectly.
Yeah, I said MagSafe is 25 watts as far as I know.
I mean, you've got triple chargers that are going to do your phone. And they're going to do your AirPods, and they're going to do your watch. Yeah. And Apple's done nothing like that. They've left that to the third party market.
You mean like crap? There goes my AirPod.
What was it? Air Power?
Oh, come on.
Yeah,
there Air we Power go. Didn't you have, mean like this thing?
Yeah, I can tell you one bet. Place where. Staying completely in the Apple ecosystem for charging stuff makes sense. And it's if you want to make sure you're actually getting you to take advantage of the adaptive power feature. Because there's the two standards for the adaptive power delivery. And Apple's using, I can't remember the name. It's like, it starts with an A versus starting with a P. Sorry, I'm being vague with that. I just can't remember the names right now. So the standard going forward calls for what Apple is doing. However, the industry standard, what everyone else has been doing, is the other one that starts with a P. So if you go out and buy a charger that does the adaptive power thing, you need to get all the details on it to make sure it's the right adaptive power. Otherwise, it'll work, but it's just like a dumb charger.
And Jeff, this leads me to a question, because you, I guess a few Mac shows ago, you recommended a particular travel charger, you know, with for phone and watch. And I love that little thing. I mean, I just came back from a business trip and it is so small. It does its job. It puts the phone and or the watch at a decent angle, and it was super cheap. And at some point, this obsession that everyone has with, I need to charge my phone faster, you know, I guess there are circumstances, depending on your lifestyle or what you do, where that's necessary. But I find, you know, it doesn't need super efficiency. The Qi charges overnight are just fine. Not going to, you know, all the adaptive power and all this stuff. I feel like it may be one of those things where it's feature creep, or it's a differentiation. That maybe, think about it, maybe you don't need it.
So, I mean, there's a case where I've needed that, but I mean, I just literally plugged in because that's the fastest you can go, and it doesn't heat up the device as much, so it actually goes faster. That was it. Other than that, I'm 100% with you. I'm like, overnight, I don't care. I'm sleeping 7 hours or something. It doesn't need a 40-watt or whatever, 60-watt charge for that.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. And look, you know, you can also, this may cross over into a discussion about the app or the iPhone Air, but you have one of those MagSafe battery packs that you can put on the back. So, you know, do you really need, and those, you know, first of all, they charge up fairly quickly.
Yeah.
They don't add a lot of bulk, and it's like you put them on when you need them. So,
exactly. That's,
you know,
that's what I do.
This quick rapid charge thing. I mean, the only thing now is the airlines have gotten a little bit touchy, and they want you to have all your battery packs, you know, in either visible or right with you in your seat. And so, you know, that's become just one more thing you got to figure out how to either put in your vest or your backpack or whatever. But other than that, so, you know, I don't feel like I need to upgrade my chargers every 10 minutes because I don't have the need.
Yeah, and that's totally reasonable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that. I'm just obsessed, can I say?
Well, we knew that, Dave.
Well, so that's nothing new.
I need to bail. So,
hey.
Shit, that means I'm taking over.
I'm going to gracefully bow out.
We'll coach out with you.
And yeah, you know, good luck.
Thanks,
I'm
Jeff.
Leaving you in charge. So everyone, seriously,
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh my
God. Yeah. I actually have one article for us we could talk about.
Awesome.
We want to.
Well, have fun doing that. And sorry, I have to leave early, but I'm glad I got to be here for the unboxing and getting to see the orange in real life ish. I'm feeling like that orange is even more enticing now.
Make sure you tell them where we can find you.
Yes. Oh, right. Where can people find me? Jay Gamut on the social medias, Mastodon on Blue Sky, Instagram. Nope, not Instagram. That's funny. PixelFed. That's where I'm doing my posts. And then I'll just toss out a couple shows because I know everyone else will hit the rest of them. So Tuesdays on Chuck's show, Mac Voices Live, and then Thursday on Dave's show, In Touch with iOS, and then every other show that I'm on, pretty much, I bet everyone else is going to cover anyhow. So have fun, and everyone have an awesome weekend. Good luck, Ewan.
You too.
We're all counting on you. All right,
bye. Jeff, I'm responsibility, holy crap.
Hey, Jeff, I'll tell my UPS delivery guy you said hello.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
They'll be like, oh, hugs to Jeff.
Yeah.
In reality, we're just filling time until Chuck's parcel arrives.
Yeah, well, we could be here for a while because they said between now and 7 p.m. tonight, Eastern, so.
Long show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Take care, Jeff. Jeff.
Bye.
So, does anyone know anyone who's bought an Air?
Yes.
I touched it.
I know someone who bought it.
And having touched it, Dave, what was your perception of it from what we said last week about balance, etc.?
Yeah, I spent about maybe 5 or 10 minutes with it. It's insanely thin. I mean, that's for sure. And I pulled it out, and it just isn't for me. I'm just so used to having the Pro Max that I can't change. I think it's going to be ideal for folks. Even a friend of mine was talking about it, and he was suggesting for his daughter, maybe you'd like the Air. I'm happy to get you that. And oh no, I'm happy with the 17. You know, she doesn't she likes the size. So she had the I think she had the 14.
What was the balance like?
Not bad at all. It's lightweight, but it
not
didn't,
top end, you know, heavy or.
Yeah, I mean, with the new phone like this, it's. I mean, I'm used to it. It feels slightly heavier. Maybe I'm a little crazy. I don't know. No, yeah, the scales
are going to sort you out there, mate. Yeah,
there is a small difference, but
has anyone got kitchen scales? Either of you two have got kitchen scales?
Yeah, I do.
Oh,
go get them
nearby.
Sure.
No, go get them. No, I want to see. It'd be cool. What's the difference?
Sure. Okay, but
yeah.
I mean, we could probably look it up, and it'll tell us exactly on the internet.
You and though, just in the last couple of days, I had a conversation with someone who's planning to buy an Air. And the primary reason was weight.
Yeah.
That they have a 16 now, and they really want they feel like it's always pulling one side of their pants down, and so they're gonna try it. And you know, it's like, okay, I'll be anxious to see, because I haven't looked it up, because I really didn't think about it until he started talking about it. I want to see what the iPhone Air plus that magnetic battery pack that allegedly right. fits on it so well, you know, what the total weight of that is, because that to me is...
See, I've got the 16 Pro Max, and the battery is a key factor for me, because there's times when I go out networking in Birmingham for the day, and I watch Instagram in the taxi on the way there, and then my phone sits in my pocket the whole time when I'm talking to people. But sometimes when I come out in the end of the night, it's 40%-ish, maybe. And then I watch it on the way home, 36%. I do run it down into the 20s and low battery mode sometimes. But it always charges up overnight. And the only thing with the Air would be, for me, I just sit and think, is that really going to crap out on me on a day? And I really think it would. And also the balance of it. You know, the fact that it's got this huge camera piece on the background, it's just like... It just feels unnatural. It feels poor design. I think you think Johnny Ive would look at that and go, "What on earth were you thinking, boys?" Right, here we go. We've got weigh-in in the blue corner, weighing in at
230.9 grams is the new 17 Pro Max without the case. I have to get it out of the case.
Right. And in the blue corner,
let's see. I have to get that out first. Oh, the only difference is this one has actually a screen protector, 240.8. So it's basically nothing.
Yeah.
240, 231. Yeah, it's about 10 gram difference. And this one has a screen protector on it, so it's probably another couple grams for that one. Not much.
Yeah.
So more or less.
So if anything, it's actually lighter.
Yeah, it's slightly lighter.
Yeah. A
couple grams.
So
if when Marty comes back, hopefully next week, he is getting the Air. So we'll be able to get first-hand accounts.
Yeah,
that'd be great. A first-hand review of that would be interesting, because I think that is quite the perception from people I've talked to about. I don't have many people in my sphere of outside of Slack and BTN, but the conversations I've had with people about Air is they're not interested. It is not a device that seems to have grasped the thought process of people and seems to drive them forwards.
I don't know what niche it is filling, other than maybe the people like us who are interested in it more from a, okay, this is different, let's see perspective. But I don't see where people are like, oh, the phone is too heavy, I need a lighter phone. I don't think anybody ever says that.
Yeah, I mean, it's the thing. I think the thing is we've done this and it's different, and everyone goes, ooh. And then you go, and if you give us 1,500 quid, no.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm not 1,500 quid curious.
No, I mean people like us are, and I know Dimitri, guy from over in space from Texas, he bought it, but for the reason exactly, he was like, I'm interested, I might return it. Just wanted to see it.
That was the thing that I meant last week was if you look at the keynote, what did you go, actually, I could drop that? And mine was the AirPods. We're going down to South Africa in a couple of weeks. To see Clarice's family. It's a great first chance they've got to all to be together. So we're only going for a week, but I always take my iPad. I always load it up in Netflix stuff to watch or Amazon stuff to watch on Prime. And these are great, don't get me wrong, but the think of like, okay, a bit more battery life and a bit more duration on the single, on the earpiece itself as opposed to the charger section.
Yeah,
that appealed, and then the 4x improvement on noise cancellation.
Yeah, especially on a plane.
That's and then great. Going, actually, it's £219 to upgrade from it. And I don't think Apple had that. There was not a lot in last week's keynote where people were going, I'd happily drop that for the uplift in what I'm getting, whereas the AirPods did do that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I didn't even think about the AirPods. For the phone, I was like, will I not? AirPods, I was like, after the keynote, I went to the website, I was like, sold, done, ordered.
Yeah.
Didn't even think about it.
What about you guys? I mean, what do you think about in terms of the pricing versus the upgrade versus the value for money? I expect you, Chuck, to definitely get this because you've made this comment in the past at Macworld. The fanboy is going to make a different choice from the average consumer. So the average consumer, does this average consumer look at last week's keynote and the changes that were made and say, yes, I want that instantly? Or do they go, I bought a 16, I don't really need a 17?
I think, I think you said it. You know, I'm not sure the changes are sufficient. I'm want to play with the telephoto lens. That's a big thing. I also tend to I tend to think of not just what I'm buying for today, but what I'm where it's going to be in a year, and maybe if I decide to keep it for another year, where it's going to be in 2 years.
And if you're a fanboy, mate, it's going to be in the drawer in a year.
Well, it may be, or I'll trade it in, you know, to change it. But and I don't, you probably didn't hear the story, and I'm not going to bore everyone with it. But I mean, I had a problem this year continuing in the iPhone upgrade program, so I'm out of that now, and I'm instead kind of rolled my own with the financing through the Apple Card for 24 months. So that may affect my decision next year. If it had happened a year ago, it might have affected the decision this year. And there's also the fact that, look, you're right. We're all fanboys and girls. And so we want the thing the day of. I mean, I'm sitting here looking through my ring camera at the UPS. You know, come on, get here. You could buy this 2 or 3 months from now after having looked at everything, read all the reviews, gone to the Apple store, put your hands on every single thing, put one of them in your pocket to see how it feels, and go from there. So, I don't think that we are the right case. I think we can bring up things for people to think about because we think about it so intently and so obsessively, and then they have to measure that against their real-world uses and the dollar numbers.
Yeah. Good chat. Do you guys want to do my unboxing?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, here we go. Look, see? I put it next to the earplugs, it's called ASMR effects. Here we go. My unboxing, and you'll appreciate this, Chuck.
You got a Vision Pro? No.
No. You ready?
That's sure.
I bought some new grips for my golf club.
Oh.
Wow, I like the color.
Very nice.
And yours are orange, and mine's orange too.
You're nice.
How cool is that? I honestly, because I knew you guys were ordering orange, I've honestly kept these for a week.
Oh, that's cool. That is dedication.
For all your irons. You're enough for all your irons or irons and woods.
I've got enough for the irons, but I've got some extra ones for the woods because I grip and rip my driver a little bit, so I prefer a slightly thicker grip on the driver. So this week in golf, Patrice, you had a story that you wanted to talk about just before we do the cool things.
Yes, real quick, security story. So in between all the iOS releases or the 26 releases that we got, and the new phones and the new devices and whatever, and what we just all went through. Apple also dropped a little tidbit about a new security thing they've been working on over like a very long time. It's a very typical Apple thing because it kind of like there's a billion little steps that you can see along the way after they release it, where it's like, okay, they introduced this hardware, they introduced this compiler, they introduced Swift, they do this, they do that. And at the end, it all ends up basically into one coherent picture. And that's what they did. It's called the new technology comes with the iPhone 17, and it's called memory integrity enforcement. So without going too much into technical detail, read the blog post if you're interested. It's really good. The security team at Apple is probably one of the best, or maybe the best security team in the world right now, at least on the corporate side. There's for sure some really good hackers on there as well. But basically, one of the common problems that you have, and where a lot of 0 days come from these days, is memory access. So basically, like you exceed, or like an attacker exceeds the memory, or an app exceeds the memory that it had allocated somehow, and then is able to read or write in areas it's not supposed to. And with what Apple can do with their hardware, with Swift, with their kernel, like because they have full control over everything, they can basically ensure, and it's not 100% foolproof, but they can be very, very close to sure that you cannot exceed that access. And like there's two, in the blog post they describe it, there's two kind of two categories of exploits that you can have. Use after free and overflows. Overflow is the one that I explained, where it's basically you overflow what you had allocated and you can access something else. Use after free is basically, I don't know, I was using a certain memory and then I free it up, but the data is still there. And someone else writes into that and then I access it again. Stuff like that. So it's really, really interesting what Apple has been doing there. The blog post is very detailed. So if you're interested in that, if you're in the security world, read it. Really good. But I like that Apple basically tries to step up with every phone, with every OS version, step up security a little bit more. There is still, they try
How
to.
Does so, this mm-hmm. fit with the backdoor requirements from certain governments, etc.?
It doesn't at all. I mean, kind of doesn't, because this is not about the backdoors, right? You could still do that if you want to.
Okay, so
because
I,
the
I'm
back door
just trying
is about key, is about allowing access or allowing keys to get to things.
Right.
Yeah, but
because
this is more apps. Like if you use one app, another app cannot access the memory that your app is using, for example. That kind of stuff. So if you
but
have,
that's what I'm saying. It's so that the root access is there, but the most of the interactions of people with other things is in the application. It's not in the root. So therefore, you can give the root out, but you can't then access the application. So you are improving the security by default there that way.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
so it's like, okay, here's the door. But actually, when you get through the door, there's a steel shutter that's stopping you getting any further anyway.
Yeah. Even root access doesn't help you, because root access is user level access. But this is like kernel operating system level access even. It's really interesting, because in order for that to work, they have something called tagging, where basically they tag memory and say, okay, this memory belongs to this app. But that, of course, has like someone could compromise or read and say, oh, like, I change that or I read it and I know who has access to what or whatever. So they basically also applied mechanisms to obfuscate that so that you can't read that information, or not easily at least. It's still possible.
Yeah, so if your government's saying we want to see what everyone's doing, they'll go, well, we'll show you the phone, but actually we're not showing you the apps.
No.
Which is what everyone's doing.
It's mostly for exploits, like, and that's what bad actors do, right? They find 0 days, they find exploits so they can get into the phone and then try to read, I don't know, security keys, for example, so your encryption keys, so that they can decrypt your phone and like stuff like that, or manipulate sometimes, like manipulate things so that they can go past the passcode or stuff like that. So that's what they do. But with this, it's harder because they can't read or write from the memory, or at least not easily. So it's just every phone has, and this is both hardware and software. So this is kind of a combination. Yeah, it's really cool.
It's time for the cool things then. You're not allowed to pick an iPhone. You're not allowed to pick anything you bought today. I won't be picking my golf grips. I'm not picking my golf grips. I just want to say that. Who would like to start us off?
I can go.
Go for
let
it.
Me get the go. Let me get the link in the chat. Here we go. This is a auto tracking gimbal stabilizer. It's the A200. This is the box right here. It's,
damn you, Ginsburg!
Real cool thing here that it's on a table. It moves automatically. It's got the auto sensing feature. I haven't even opened it yet. That's all. I haven't had a chance to even spend time on it with it just yet. But it's cell phone photos, video fit kit stand. I mean, it's got some pretty amazing stuff in here. It's all built in. It's so cheap. They even have a 20% off discount on it beyond that. So you get it down to like $25, and you can get it same day delivery in the States. I'm not sure in the UK, but
I can't see a price at all, and it's saying the item can't be shipped.
Bummer. But this is a pretty cool little product, I'm looking forward to trying it. Again, I haven't even opened it yet, so I want to try it out. So
go for it. Great one.
Sadly, you can't get it in the UK. That's bad.
Benny Boy, you're next.
Okay. I have been kind of looking for the perfect smaller size mouse. For many years, I used the Logitech MX3 anywhere.
Beautiful, beautiful mouse.
Oh, this one.
Beautiful mouse. But I've always been a gamer at heart. So I've been waiting for the perfect Razer mouse. And
built for big hands.
Yeah. This is built the ballistic, I can't say that word. But
basilisk.
The Razer Mobile mouse.
It's what Harry Potter fought off and stabbed.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, basilisk. But, there you go.
Yeah. This thing is just perfect for my hands. It has the nice little thumb indent. Sizing is perfect. It's got all sorts of buttons, which now since Razer Synapse 4 is compatible with Mac OS, you can completely reconfigure all those buttons. It only has one little LED light on it, which is covered up, which I find quite tasteful.
And Chuck's disappeared. Chuck's disappeared.
Chuck's going to get one. And my favorite thing, since those buttons are completely configurable, I reconfigured one of the buttons to go from pretty much productivity to gaming sensitivity on the fly. Okay, his is cooler than mine.
Ben, sorry, man. Sorry.
Didn't mean to steal your thunder, Ben. Sorry.
Upstaging 101.
Yeah. But it's also both, 2.4 gigahertz and Bluetooth. So it's the mouse I've been literally waiting the last 20 years for. And despite the very high price to it, it has not disappointed in the least.
Good. Lovely. I've got to say, I love my my 3. It's absolutely superb. But I've got the vertical mouse as well, and I've used that. That's been better for my wrist.
Oh yeah.
So it's more upright. Right, come on then, Chuck. We can't keep you waiting, mate. Come on.
Well, I have a cool thing, and I'll do that in a second, but I will do the unboxing here.
No, I want to hear about your cool thing because it actually is cool. Really cool.
All right, but here we go. Just for you, Ewan. Oh, that's interesting. Okay, this is the first time this has happened. But the
they sent
return,
you a 16.
No. The return, trading in the old iPhone is inside the box. I could have easily missed that. Usually it came separate, but now.
Or didn't come at all.
There's the return. Okay. Yeah, there's yes. The return. So I don't want to lose that. So there is the blue box.
There you go.
Nice. We've got orange and we've got blue. I didn't buy any blue golf grips, so sorry.
Oh, that's all right. That's all right. That makes actually the orange. I kind of like the orange golf grip idea, Ewan. That's cool.
Yeah, I always do them logo down as well, so it's not distracting. So it's underneath.
Mm.
Me, I have lots of stuff that's blue and orange.
Okay. And there she is.
Oh, that is so nice.
This is the first, somebody marked this down, other than black or silver or space gray or whatever the name is, this is the
50
first
shades of gray.
Colored iPhone that I've had. So,
blue iPhone.
What's the first impressions?
The old one has a case on, the new one doesn't. I'm with you, Patrice. I'm not feeling like there's a really significant difference.
It's 10 grams difference. We've measured it.
Yes. Yeah, it's not much.
There's science there, mate. You can't mess with science.
Yeah. No, it's...
Patrice got the scales out.
That's right.
No, it did. I mean, just my first feeling. Frankly, I don't know. Maybe it's just my imagination because it's been so long since I've held an iPhone without a case on, but this doesn't feel as slick as some of the others have. On first grasp, so
a bit more tactile. That's
yeah,
good.
much to my surprise.
Yeah, the aluminum is definitely a little bit more tactile. The not glass, whatever. Ceramic shield thing on the back is more slippery.
Yep. Yeah, you're right, Patrice. You're absolutely right. Yep. I would not have noticed that. But yeah, the color, you know, again, the color difference. I feel like it's easier to see the Apple logo on this one.
Oh yeah,
yeah, it is. 100%. Yeah, from the camera end that we've been talking about. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. But no, it feels good in the hand. I'm anxious to.
We get only it all saw yours, Patrice, when you turned it so that the light was reflecting.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this one, there's no. I mean, I guess in the dark, I'm holding it off camera here. So, in the dark, you know, it's not easy to see. But if there's any light at all, it pops out. So. And Patrice, as you said, you know, there are two kind of color panels on the back. So yeah, I'm happy and I'm excited I got to share it with you guys. That's great.
Me too. Just
that's fabulous.
Yeah.
Your cool thing then, because I actually like this, mate. This is superb. I thought of this as a use case immediately when you put it in.
Well, but this was a surprise. I had a friend who upgraded their TV, and they had an older 65-inch that they
which they
really
didn't know what to do with.
They didn't have anything to do with it. It's like, I'll take
and
it.
And they'd thrown the stand
something.
Away.
And they'd thrown the stand away. Exactly.
Mate, I've done this.
Yep. And so I went on Amazon, and I was expecting, because I knew they made like just a basic heavy stand right in the middle that went up then and connected to the Visa mount. And it's like, okay, that doesn't look great, but it'll be functional. And then I came across these, basically they're legs that are not connected together. They just go up, they connect into the Visa mounts on the left and the right. And now you've got legs that were not, and the best part is, in for me, is that these are now closer together than the original leg holes are. So I can put it on a piece of furniture that is not 47 inches wide, I believe it was. You know, that now it's going to be a lot narrower. In fact, even measure just what the width is, but it's much narrower because it lines up with the Visa mounts. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and so far, I mean, it doesn't feel unstable at all. So I was really happy with this. And, you know, it basically took a TV panel that I was going to have to prop up or something for 20 in this one is 20 basically $22. It turns into a very usable TV.
This is so sellable. This is solving a problem that is right out there. My parents, I bought them two TVs. They had one that was down here on a stand, and they had one in the front room where my mom was ill, and I put it on a wall mount. The one upstairs is bigger and would be better for the kids to play with. But the reason I haven't swapped them is because I haven't got the stand for the smaller TV. So buying this for $20, it makes that TV something that I can put somewhere, and it's a second monitor out in the garage on a computer or something like that. And this is the most functional pick I've seen for years on BTN. Because people do exactly what I've just said. I've done that. I've thrown away the stand. And now I can't do anything with the TV because I put it on a wall mount.
Right.
Yeah.
Or you can't find the stand. I've seen that happen too.
Yeah, where it's in the attic somewhere.
I didn't throw it away, but it's somewhere, and it's like, yeah, that's not helping.
Yeah. I have five pairs of these. Not only is
wow.
I think it's a hell of a lot easier or not easier, a hell of a lot more stable than those standard crappy TV stands that come in the box. It also makes the TV up a little bit higher.
True.
Yeah.
You've got adjustability, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah.
I absolutely cannot recommend these enough. In fact, after buying my first pair, every time I bought a brand new TV, I went to Amazon to order these at the same time.
Wow. It's a good recommendation, Ben. I didn't even know these things existed. You know, I just went and searched for replacement TV legs, this is what I got. And it's like, shoot, this is great.
Yeah. I mean, it's one of those things where I found them because I needed a solution. Well, it turns out the replacement solution was a lot better than the original solution.
Yeah. Ben, you know what? I'm sorry, Dave. I had not even thought about that because I've got a TV in the bedroom that just barely fits the dresser I have it on. And that there's no reason I can't take the legs off and replace it with these. So you may have just cost me money on my own pick. Thank you very much.
Yes. And I actually do that because I have.
Oh, that's funny.
Before I got my current QLED TV, I put my old Hisense 50 inch, which also has these legs, up on my dresser to replace the old 43 inch. It's a wider TV. It wouldn't have fit if it had been the normal legs, but since these are right in the frickin' center, it fits perfectly. It centers, and it actually gives me a whole lot of extra space on my dresser because it's higher. Yeah,
good point.
I was going to add, you remember, Chuck, in my office here, I have a 43-inch TV in here that I use in my room here, and I have it on a tripod stand that's got the Visa mount on the back of it. Mm-hmm. And it's great and all, but I'm now in transition. I'm going to be replacing this desk I have and put two desks in here, one for podcasting, one for work behind me. And then I want to put that. I have a stand here that has printers on it, and I think it's going to be an excuse to get rid of some of these printers I have. This is ridiculous. I have this wide carriage Canon 100 model that I hardly ever use. I got for like dirt cheap. So I made this retire it. But yeah, this stand looks perfect. That it would fit on the stand I have here on my right. It would sit nicely, and I think it'd be good that I have it over to my right instead of it in a corner wasting space. So. You might be spending my money on this too.
Hey, I can tell you
money,
this,
money, money.
I won't speak for all of them. There are a bunch of them out there on Amazon, but this set really was felt like very well built, very stable. I don't have any qualms about it maybe tipping over or whatever. So, yeah.
What size did you put it on?
65.
Okay.
Just for those of you who are listening in the UK, you can't get done without paying $15 in shipping, which takes it up quite a bit. But there are some ones, if you search, just take the 5COM thing off or the 5RCOM thing off, and it gives you alternatives. They're not as good, I don't think, but it saves you $15 on shipping only. So,
yeah.
My cool thing, have I missed someone's cool thing? Patrice, your cool thing next, sorry.
No worries. You could have gone first. Mine is The Reluctant Traveler with Eugene Levy. Season 3 is out as of today. He starts again. You might know him from, I don't know, American Chick Pie, for example.
American Pie.
Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, exactly. Dad. Yeah, kind of everybody's dad. He's been doing for three seasons on Apple TV Plus a travel show where he's not the most outgoing traveler. Like he kind of admits he doesn't like to travel very much, but he kind of pushes himself to do it and go out there and experience things. And it's really cool with him to do that. It's really interesting how. Like where he ends up and what he does and so on. It's a good travel show. It's on Apple TV Plus if you want to watch it. Season 3. I really enjoyed the first two seasons. Really beautifully done. I mean, it's an Apple TV Plus show. Like it is really good quality. And he is actually quite fun and like despite everything, really tries. Like he's open when he doesn't like something, but he's also he pushes himself to say, okay, I want to do this. And season 2 and 3 are kind of traveling through Europe. So he's been in Scotland where like I think his ancestry lies and stuff like that. So go watch it. It's a really cool show.
His name's Levy. He's clearly Jewish and he comes from Scotland. My ass.
Well, Jewish people have been all over Europe, just saying.
Muck Levy, I might have agreed with you, but come on, man.
You know.
Not that there's anything wrong with Jewish people in Scotland. That's not what I'm suggesting. Yeah. However, Levy is not, the clan Levy is not well known.
No.
Outside of Israel. So my core thing is a 3.5 millimeter aux cable, 20 meters long. It's absolutely superb. It doesn't double back on itself. It doesn't kink. It's got woven fibers around it. I've posted it in the chat. So if you go to britishtechwork.com/sat, is that right?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, you get to see all the things that we've posted in the show. £17, but it's great because it fuels the outside speaker for my home cinema that I talked about last night on Big. It's absolutely brilliant, really good value. Like I said, woven fabric. The only negative I've got with it is that because it's woven fabric, that stops it kinking. However, it gets wet, so it absorbs water. So if it's a wet night, it's not the best thing. So
Not available in the US.
Yes.
I can't believe there's not a 20 meter 3.5 aux cable.
Yeah, I mean it's basically copy with these kinds of things, copy and paste the description, remove the first part, which is the randomly generated name. You will find exactly the same cable with a different name.
Yeah. It is a brand naming issue, definitely.
Yeah. They always do that. I don't know why, but they always do that.
Where can we get hold of you, Patrice?
Well, every week here on The Big Show and on The Mac Show, everything I do is on my website, thepatrice.com. And with Jeff, I'm doing Retro Rewatch. We're rewatching retro TV shows. Currently, Stargate SG-1, Season 3, Episode 6, I think, should be out shortly. So go listen to that.
Excellent. Mr. Joyner.
MacVoices.com. That's where you'll find everything. There's a surprise coming later today that has nothing to do with the iPhone 10, by the way. 10. Where did my brain go? 17.
You're buying a Vision Pro.
No, that's not the surprise, Patrice.
The surprise is you found the stand for your TV.
That was nice too. On all the socials, you can find me as at Chuck Joyner. And it's great to have you back here. I love it.
Yeah, I'm coming more. I've done all right this year so far. I'm getting better and better. So I just try. The key for me is just sit and make sure I make the time. So
yeah, you've definitely been here more than last year already.
Yeah, no, I mean it's good. It's the sponsor, the sponsorship.
I can throw it in the middle.
All technologies, awetechnologies.co.uk. Give them a follow if you can, and support them on LinkedIn particularly. They buy the servers that let us go on. We got dropped by TSO Host because they got absorbed by Reg123 back in GoDaddy and that kind of stuff. So we are beholden to them for providing the stuff. They do construction monitoring equipment. And I did say last night, and I wanted to share it again today on the Mac Show, it was sad to see the passing of Todd Cochran this week. He was a big part of BTN and getting BTN out into a wider network when we first started. We got Troy King, we got Kyle Swagger from our affiliation with Tech Podcast Network, Andy McCaskey, Carrie Holzman, those kind of guys. We found them at the start and they promoted us very heavily at the start. So it's sad to see Todd's passed away. It's a bit of a shock, but he did a fantastic job for us and a lot of other podcasts that are out there. And it's always about life, is not when you go, it's about the legacy you leave, and he's done a great one. So thank you to him. Mr. Ginsburg, where are you?
You can find me at InTouchWithiOS, InTouchWithiOS.com, YouTube channel in YouTube.com/InTouchWithiOS. I'm on the Vision Profiles podcast with Marty and Eric on Monday nights. MacBooks Live on Tuesday nights. We record In Touch with iOS on Thursday nights, then here on Fridays. And you can
when
find
do you
me
three
at...
work?
Not sure.
Blue Sky and Jesus. Mastodon is Dave G65.
My God. I sit and look back at doing the news show every day for 3 years from 2008 onwards. And I think, I can't figure out how I fit that in. I just sit and look back and go, there's no way I did that. And yet there's a body of evidence that I did, really.
Yep.
It's amazing how you find time for shit that's not important. Ben, where are you?
Speaking of shit that's not important, you can find me at Ben Rithig on social media.
That wasn't my intent, brother.
Yeah, my writings and ravings when I actually find time to write is at raythinktech.com, currently under a little bit of construction. You can also find me on such wonderful TV shows as that In Touch with iOS with Dave Ginsberg and Mac Voices Live with the Chuck Joyner character when I'm not scheduled to work.
Did you ever get
invited to any of these podcasts?
Oh, yeah, yes.
Never. Never. Yeah,
we completely
never get an invite.
Yes.
Well, you're welcome anytime.
You have a standing invitation.
Always.
But, well, my show too. Send me a time through because that may be the issue.
Yeah, no, I'm 7 p.m. Like 7 p.m. Central Time, so it's
mate,
late.
I'm an old man. 9:30, I'm fast asleep in front of the telly. 10:30, I'm in bed.
You might be up in the morning. You know,
actually, now thinking about it, if you're recording at 3 a.m. UK time, you've got a chance because I'll be up for an old man pee then, and I won't get off to sleep again. So actually, an hour of talking shit with you guys.
I love you destroying it right after I peed.
I'll have a pee. I'll come down and do a show, and then I'll be tired and I'll go back to bed and fast asleep. Yeah, that'll work. So 8 p.m. eight p.m. Pacific.
No, I'd be.
It's up 5 p.m. Pacific.
Yeah.
What was your announcement,
Ben?
Yes. This is the swan song for the Blue Series 7. I have my Black Series 11 on order.
Yay!
Nice.
Mine will be here today. I think mine's the midnight.
Yes. I also ordered a black leather band while we were on the show.
They've got to do some more for people that have got fat wrists like us, mate.
Yes.
White and black. I've had this with the guy. There's a guy that does Love Your Journey thing on TikTok, and I had a message with him. And I said, why don't we do any of the colors and the longer straps? Yeah, we only do white and black. Well, you can back off then. I'm not buying your watch until I got a better strap. I want something trendy, mm-hmm. man. Just because I'm old and I've got an 8.5 inch watch wrist, don't exclude me.
But I think these days they have the XL strap that is longer.
Yeah, as long as you want white or black.
Huh.
Really?
That's the trouble.
You think so? I don't think so. I think the strap really? I bought is available and longer.
Hang on. Don't cost me. Yeah. Don't make me buy a watch. Christ.
You're anyway not gonna because you love
I bought the Zero.
You love
your animal. Like,
yeah, you love your animal watches. Yeah. See,
but the thing was, I bought the Zero, and I got one of the things that pissed me off was you can have any strap you like as long as it's white or black.
Yeah. And it even that barely fit. I remember that. Like you showed it. It was like
I was on the last point. I was on the last hole on that.
Yeah.
And the other one was the Milanese strap. And just like I love that. Well, I love the Milanese strap, but forget it. It's not gonna clasp. Nothing. There's like this much before it then disappears back through the clasp. Wrists unite.
Have you tried the knockoffs, Ewan?
Yeah, the knockoffs are just as bad.
No.
I mean, there was a thing in the watch room today. So we've got a watch room in Slack. And I've talked to a few of the guys there about doing a watch show once a month. And they were like, oh, you know, here's a link to AliExpress. It's like, great, fantastic watch straps if you're Chinese and you've got a 4-inch wrist. No one does anything for people who are of size. Let's be kind.
You know, it's funny that you say that because my sister has exactly the opposite problem. She has a very, very, very small wrist, and she was having a terrible time with any of the Apple straps. And she ended up going to Amazon and getting child's straps, and they fit her great.
No way.
You know, it's same thing. Apple only goes, you know, they kind of hit the middle of the range. They don't go for somebody like you or somebody like her.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what size you need. Like the one I found is up to 200 millimeters, whatever that means.
Yeah, I don't know what 200 millimeters means.
Is that all around? Yes. Yeah, it could be maybe 20 centimeter.
20. I know that's 20 centimeters. I'm not that stupid. Yeah. But
no, that I know. But I'm
in
like,
in terms of like how this relates to this, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
I had a friend whose girlfriend was 4'10".
Mm-hmm.
And I used to like make fun of her a little bit and say, it's great, you don't have to pay any tax on your clothing. And she's like, yeah, but they don't tend to make a lot of lingerie for children.
It's true.
Yeah, okay, fair point, Carol. Sorry. We don't know. You can get me on Twitter and you can send a message to BritishNetwork.com telling me how much you wished I wasn't on the shows anymore. I'm sure they're coming. And we'll be back again next week with the Mac Show and the Big Show as normal, 7 p.m. on UK time on for the Big Show on Thursday and 4 p.m. for the Mac Show on Friday. I'm going to do my best to be here. You should too. If I can do it, you can.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening.